Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson and you're listening to the edition of April 28th, 2008. Today's topic is Green Time. Red Time magazine came out in green last week. It's a special environmental issue, and the effect of the cover in complementary green is visually striking. Kudos to Time art director Arthur Hochstein. This is only the second edition ever to depart from the iconic red border. A black-rimmed edition followed September 11th. So Time is making quite a statement here. Unfortunately, the title is How to Win the War on Global Warming, and Brian Walsh's title story builds on this martial imagery. Is this the only approach we can take to a real challenge? On the other hand, I appreciate the creative impulse to break the mold of ecology being soft. That's edgy. And it's telling it like it is. We're clearly coming into an age where the environment is a major economic factor and no longer the domain of idealists. There have been and there are going to be more wars over resources. But more pertinently, we need to get a better picture of what we're doing with our resources in the first place and how we can improve that. That's what empowers us. Just read the May editions of Spotlight and Business Spotlight, two sister magazines for learners of English that feature some pretty incredible background information on the battle for clean water and on the drastic amount of resources that bottled water destroys. Let me tell you, you'll never drink water out of a plastic bottle again. I have the pleasure of writing online texts and exercises for Spotlight, but I really recommend getting the hard copy magazines. There's just nothing like a nice mag with good pictures and stories to schlep around. Many of the companies I have taught at are currently expanding their nice green technologies to new markets that didn't enjoy such luxuries before. Osram, for example, is currently pursuing off-grid lighting concepts at the bottom of the pyramid in Kenya. What I find interesting is that they're really going for the triple bottom line. You know, making products acceptable economically, environmentally, and socially by collaborating with institutions that provide microfinance to cover the purchase of the appliance, such as an energy-saving lamp with a rechargeable battery. That way, the customer pays only for the energy he or she actually uses. That's a really good approach because that's the way people need things to be. Germany brings together technological expertise and environmental values, which frankly makes it fun to live here. But here, near the top of the pyramid, we need a little more green time. I think I'm making up this term, but it's a very real concept to me. Green time is downtime that keeps us rooted in a lifestyle where we don't consume more products, sustainable or otherwise. We need to consume less, period. My parents taught me a lot about caring for things to guarantee their long life. My best jeans are the old ones, and my favorite sweater is the one with the moth holes. I know this attitude doesn't exactly drive the economy, but hey, it sells books and magazines, at least to me. More importantly, it keeps us sane and real. I'm looking forward to the beautiful month of May, and I'm definitely planning to have plenty of green time. Thanks for listening in, and I hope you tune in again next week for more on the Island Weekly.